Nosterol rushed his three opponents, hoping to put a quick end to the battle. His blade flicked and danced as his body went into a series of spins and leaps. Carrot's apprentice, the one he'd fought before, retreated. But the two newcomers met his assault head-on, driving him back with their aggressive counterattacks. Realizing he wasn't just facing raw apprentices this time, the Jedi switched back to a more defensive strategy as his enemies pressed forward. The Sith's twin purple blades came at him from all angles. A high slash from the right, a low cut from the left, a pair of diagonal chops. The human's massive double-bladed lightsaber was more direct, crashing down in a repetitive series of overhand strikes as he tried to bludgeon his way through Nosterol's guard. The Jedi Master met and repelled each and every attack, holding his ground behind a near impenetrable wall of defense. Even with the apprentice joining the fray, he didn't waver. The Sarisu style, when performed perfectly, could keep numerous attackers with a variety of styles at bay indefinitely, or at least until exhaustion and fatigue forced Nosterol to make a mistake. That was the great drawback of Sarisu. It demanded a passive role. It could delay defeat, but it couldn't bring victory. And at 3-1, his enemies would not need long to wear him down. Fortunately, despite the impressive individual skill possessed by two of his three opponents, his foes were not attacking him as a group. They lacked unity of purpose. They didn't time or coordinate their attacks, occasionally even getting in one another's way. Nosterol was able to exploit this single flaw to his advantage, drawing both of his more skilled opponents in at the same time by dipping his right shoulder and letting his blade slip a fraction too far forward as he parried one of his third foe's clumsy thrusts. Both seized the chance to come at him hard, looking to exploit the perceived vulnerability, allowing Nosterol to spin quickly away in the opposite direction. Suddenly bereft of their shared target, the two Sith were forced to pull back and abort their attacks to keep from getting tangled up with each other, momentarily leaving the apprentice at Nosterol's mercy. He wasted no time in disposing of his lesser opponent. The apprentice blocked two overhand strikes, but then overreached when the Keldor feinted a third, leaving himself vulnerable down low. The Jedi turned his wrist and spun to his left, reversing the direction of his blade too quickly for the apprentice to recover, and removed him from the battle with a deep slash across the midsection that nearly severed the young man in two. The entire sequence had taken less than a second, but even so, Nosterol barely turned back in time to ward off the next wave of attacks from the two more dangerous warriors. Once again, he fell into the precise, efficient moves of Sarisu to battle them to a standstill, but he could already feel fatigue creeping in, the intensity of the combat wearing him down, despite the sustaining power of the Force. Theron worked furiously at the command console along the edge of the room, knowing his slicer spike wouldn't last much longer before burning out. He'd overclocked to 150% capacity as he burrowed into the digital labyrinth, looking for a way to get inside Carrad's invulnerable crystal sphere. This was different from slicing the relays in the engine room. The console was linked directly to Carrad's command pod, an emergency override her apprentices could use to get her out if something ever went wrong. Say, if the vessel suffered major damage while she was at the controls, leaving her comatose and trapped inside the crystal sphere. But every time Theron tried to activate the emergency override, Carrad thwarted his efforts. She wasn't three steps ahead of him this time. Without the support of her meditating followers, she had slowed down to Theron's level. But she had home field advantage. She knew the inner workings of her ship better than he ever would. Theron kept trying, waging digital war with her, painfully aware that time was running out. Nosterol couldn't hold off her lightsaber-wielding bodyguards much longer. The security personnel in the hall were using a plasma torch to carve through the disabled door. And outside, the spear was picking off the Republic ships one by one. He cursed as Carrad booted him from the system, forcing him to start all over.